All right. Well, again, it's a pleasure to introduce our next acquisition from the New England Patriots. That we know how much we hated playing against him, so we are thrilled he's come to the Denver Broncos. A tremendous player, tough, great cover guy, and is going to really add to our secondary and the toughness to our secondary. So we couldn't be more thrilled to have Aqib in Denver. And so with that said, I'll introduce you to Aqib Talib.
How you doing? Thanks for the opportunity to be here, opportunity to play for a great organization. And I'm just excited, man. Looking forward to the opportunity.
Had a chance to talk to Wes Welker lately?
Not yet. But I'm sure I will. Wes is a good friend of mine. I watched the play 1,000 times, and I can promise you, he didn't do it on purpose.
John just mentioned toughness to the secondary. When you look at the signings, you, T.J. Ward, now DeMarcus Ware, what changes do you think, or what's the message about what this new defense is going to look like, and how specifically do you bring toughness to a defense?
I mean, I think we all are guys who kind of play with that attitude on the field, and I'm sure our coach, Jack Del Rio, he'll have a great game plan for us to just get us in there and let us all go to work.
Aqib, you and Chris Harris go back a few years to KU. How excited are you to be playing with him again, and how much has he told you about what to expect here in Denver?
He told me, he just like gave me an overview of like the area, the building, Coach Foxy, and stuff like that. But I'm real excited to get a chance to play with him again. He's coming off that injury. He's doing real good now. I seen him. He looked good, and I'm just looking forward to getting a chance to play opposite of him again.
Aqib, when you were in Tampa Bay, you got in some trouble off the field, had the suspension. In New England, it seemed like you were on your best behavior. Did you have an epiphany or maturity moment? Just talk about that a little bit.
I say it had something to do with New England, just how they run the building and stuff. But it was more due to my fiance, man. She sit me down. I had another son, and it's just a different stage in my life. You know, you live and you learn, you grow up. I'm sure all of us has done stuff when you were smaller, younger. I'm just 28 years old now. I'm a little bit older, a little bit different stage in life. So I think that played a major part.
Hey, Aqib, congratulations. How much of a role did Peyton Manning play in this? I mean, knowing what he's accomplished last year and one, you know, maybe they got to the Super Bowl, maybe helping him win one next year.
Oh, man, Peyton is a great quarterback. I had the opportunity to be on the other side of it a couple times last year, and just the opportunity to play with him, that offense, man, this defense, Coach Foxy, man, it was a surprise to me. It was definitely a surprise to me, man, but I'm just excited, man. I can't wait to get to work.
Aqib, a lot of the Broncos country got to see you play against Demaryius, notably in that first game. Can you describe and paint the picture of your battle with Demaryius Thomas, cornerback receiver?
Oh, it's definitely a battle, man. He's one of the top in the league, one of those big, fast prototype receivers in the NFL right now, and he's one of the top out of those guys. So hopefully we can just make each other better in these training camps, man, and I'm glad I don't have to watch tape and prepare for him no more.
Aqib, when you agreed to your deal, Ward was already in the fold. He had agreed to his deal. When you were negotiating, you and your agent, did John make you aware that they were also very interested in Ware?
No, they kind of just focused on me, you know, and showed how much that they wanted me here. So that played the biggest part. I just wanted to go somewhere where I was wanted, you know, where I felt wanted and where I felt like the guys wanted me. So that's kind of how we made the decision.
Aqib, up here. Can you take us through how you rehabilitated the injury you suffered in the AFC playoff game, and also discuss a little bit of your past injuries with, I believe it was your hip. And is that a concern going forward for you, or do you feel like at 28, you're still in the prime of your career physically?
I still feel, at 28, I still feel good. I mean, I still can do standing back flips and stuff like that, so I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. But the injury in the AFC Championship, it was just a deep bone bruise, so it just swelled up a lot, but it was no damage, really. It was just a real deep bruise, so I just had to, you know, do the ice and then get my motion back and things like that. So it's perfectly fine now. I've been back working out, and it's perfectly fine.
Akib, with the position that you play, you're replacing a guy that spent 10 years here, a Hall of Fame caliber player in Chan Bailey. Does that motivate you at all to continue his legacy at the cornerback position?
I definitely look up to Champ. I grew up saying, I'm Champ Bailey. You know what I'm saying? I grew up saying that. So to get a chance to come in after him, man, I'm just do my best and play my part to, you know, not make the drop-off too much.
Going back farther in history, there's a great cornerback here named Louis Wright. Do you know who he is? And are you aware you're a dead ringer for Louis Wright?
Excuse me, can you repeat the question?
You look, those of us with roots here, the old guys, mm-hmm. are sitting here thinking you look just like Louis Wright.
I'm sorry, I don't even. Maybe I need to meet him. You have to introduce me to him, man, so I can see my twin, I guess.
Akib, why Denver? You had a lot of different options when you looked at this organization. What attracted you to come here?
Like me, my agent, my brother played a big part. He's like number one guy, you know what I'm saying? RIP to my dad who passed last year. But my brother is like the number one guy in my life. So we kind of just looked at the best package, you know. I do have a family. I have kids. I have a wife that I got to take care of. And it was Peyton Manning, and, you know, it was just the total package. Denver was the best place.
Akib, what do you know about the wide receivers that you'll face in the AFC West? Have you thought about, you know, the potential matchups against Dwayne Bowe or Keenan Allen or whoever the Raiders have?
I definitely, when I had an idea that I'd come to Denver, I definitely went through the X receivers and seen the matchups. But I played against Bo before, never got a chance to play against Allen, and so I'm just looking forward to it, man. I'm just looking forward to working and getting started.
Akib, how do you think it'll feel to be on this side of the sidelines with the way that Broncos country has responded to all these moves and their excitement? No offense to the fans in Tampa or New England, but Broncos fans are the best. How would it feel to now be able to cherish what they're going to give you?
It feels good, man. I just can't wait to that moment where I get the real welcome from the fans, you know, just if that's the first game or maybe in training camp or whenever that is, though, it'll be a big smile on my face when I get that good welcome from, you know, the Bronco fans.
I know you were flying in today, but what was your reaction? When did you hear that DeMarcus Ware was going to sign here as well, and what was your reaction that another big name like that was coming?
I heard it. I knew he was visiting. I think I heard something last night that said he was visiting, and I was on first class on my flight, and I just looked, and it was DeMarcus Ware. So he flew in with me. So that's when it really hit me that he might be here with me. So,
Akib, you said you were surprised. It sounds like all this came together pretty quickly. 24, 48 hours ago, could you have seen the scenario with you here in Denver talking to us as a Bronco?
I have to say no. It was other teams. It was kind of in the mix, and my agent was calling me about other teams. Then it was kind of like out the blue. Denver kind of swung in, and when they came in, they immediately went to the top of my list. Definitely.
Akib, how much do you relish the chances to go one-on-one for a whole game with a guy like you did with Demaryius and also against Jimmy Graham last year when you shut him down in New England?
That's playing cornerback. You know, I want to go out there and play against the best receiver on the other team every play. I don't want to just stay on the left side or, you know, sometimes go against number threes or, you know, it's like some guys in the league do. I won't say no names. But some guys just stay on one side of the field. I've relished the opportunity that my coach has enough confidence in me that he allows me to guard the other team's best player for the full game. So I just love that my coach has enough confidence in me to do that.